It's Before Paul Early, and this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back. Now, listen, one thing we have had to do this great Pre-W. Smith morning show is we had to learn to become morning people. And boy, do we have, we're talking, actually, is that, does this qualify as morning people or is this night people?
Right. I mean, well, if you're just going to bedder, we're
exactly,
a night,
if as Cameron Knox says, yeah, for the go-getters and the go just going to bedders. Listen, it's early. We have had to adjust, the three of us. I mean, it has been an adjustment. We've been doing the show for a year now, and boy, it's not easy to go from getting up at, say, 6 or 7, whatever it may be for you, to getting up at, in our case, 4 at one time, you know, yeah, to do this. So, look, there's a recent article published in Shape magazine that really says a couple of interesting things about becoming a morning person. Number one, they say, we're really not, you know, people describe themselves, or I'm a night owl, or I'm a night person, I'm a morning person, whatever it may be. They're saying that really people are not one or the other. They become used to and accustomed to being one or the other based on maybe what they like, or if they like to stay up to watch a show late, or if they like to get up early to work out. They become that. They become a morning person. They become a night person. But the good news is you can adjust your body, your sleep-wake rhythm, to become one or the other. You can change from one to the other. Now, it doesn't happen overnight, no pun intended. It happens over time, and there are things you can do to help you become, in this case, we're talking about becoming a morning person. So, got some tips. These tips, again, came from the Shape magazine article. And in particular, in their article, they interviewed Jessica Matthews, National Board Certified Health and Wellness Coach, who provided these tips, and here they are. Number one, if you want to become a morning person, start by working your way toward an earlier wake-up time. She says you can't just go from waking up at 10 a.m. to then all of a sudden waking up at 6 a.m. and expect to feel good. When you do that, you're going to experience some sort of, you know, being tired or being uncomfortable, whatever it may be, when you make a sudden change like that. She said the best way to do it is to set an alarm to start waking up in 30-minute earlier increments. So that's tip number one. Don't take a big bite. Do it in 30-minute increments.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. There you go.
Baby steps. But then she also goes on to say that you need to establish a regular sleep cycle. So as you start to wake up 30 minutes earlier, don't just do it Monday through Friday. You need to be consistent with it on Saturday and Sunday also.
Exactly.
Because by doing it during the week, you're going to miss out on what they call the body's circadian rhythm.
Yes.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, very impressive.
But you lose it over the weekend if you don't keep up with this habit of, you know, exactly, starting your day early.
Yep, yep. So don't do one thing during the work week, say, for example, and another on the weekend. Actually, they recommend that regardless of what time you get up, better to keep a consistent sleep-wake schedule all the time. Tip number three, oh, this is the one we dread. Exercise in the morning. Exercise in the morning. That, according to Tara Nicholas, a Nike trainer, who says that starting your day, even before you eat anything, going first to exercising as soon as you get up will help you get your motor running and set your body up for success for the rest of the day, and make getting up early much more palatable and comfortable.
And so, exercise could mean just as much as, you know, going for a walk, meditation, doing yoga. If you are, you know, that gung-ho, go to the gym. Knock your socks off.
Right.
But for the rest of us, simple.
Right.
Like
a walk.
A walk will work.
Right,
yeah,
right, right. Walking, I read recently too, this wasn't in this particular article, but not only walking, but going outside and walking and getting exposed to the outside and the elements can actually help you make that transition. Okay, tip number four, make sure you get that 7 to 9 sleep range. One thing you don't want to do in getting up earlier is cut your total sleep time. So if you're used to getting that 7 to 9 that's recommended that everyone gets, get that 7 to 9. You got to shift the whole schedule. So if you're going to get up earlier, you got to go to bed earlier. All right, you got to shift both sides of the equation. Lastly, embrace the sunlight. No doubt about it, when your body, through your sight, is able to engage with daylight, with the light of the day. Now, we couldn't do that at 4 o'clock getting up for this show.
Right.
No. Didn't apply. But for those that are getting up early and it's still at a time when there's some sunlight available to you, get out in it is the recommendation.
That vitamin D is good for the body and soul.
Exactly. So there you go. That's how to become a morning person. Seems simple enough. right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've done a pretty good job at turning into morning people.
We have indeed. Just in time for us to be doing our show now on Saturdays at 1.
Yeah, gosh.
Now you can sleep until noon.
Yeah.
Shift the whole thing.
Yeah, that's right. We will be shifting our sleep cycles now.
Okay. All right, so I got to ask you guys, you know, when we were challenged with getting up this early, let me just ask you, and let's all just be forthright here.
Okay.
Fully transparent and just say it like it is. Were you more or less crabby in the morning? Like, if people had to interact with you, okay, I ask you that.
Yeah.
Because you actually seem fine.
That's because, you know, I was here first when she walked in.
You had the Mark had the pancakes on the right.
I didn't dare say a word.
You're right.
Except you want some coffee?
Well, Mark always would say to me, Jeff, be careful. Kristen got up a little early this morning.
No. She was great.
No. How did you feel, really? I mean, did you feel like, how'd you deal with getting up better?
It's hard. No, it's hard because, you know, at the end of every day as a mom and somebody that works all the time, I had to think about not only being here and being ready, but starting my day, you know, that much earlier, which means I had to have everything ready for school and the kids that much earlier. So it really just jam-packed everything in the early morning. It's hard. It is not easy, but coffee is my friend.
Yes, indeed.
And you got two dogs that you'd have. They'd be sitting there looking at you.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Where do you think you're going?
Yeah.
Just to the radio, to the studio.
Yeah.
Mark, I have to say, you had to get up even earlier. You had to do all the technical stuff to get the show ready and so on. I mean, how did you handle it?
It was tough at first. I was going to bed at 10 or 11 at night, and I was up at 3. Mm. So I was like hanging out with the last call from, you know, down the street.
Right. And now you get to go back to your rock and roll musician days and get up at noon.
Right. We wish.
I have to ask you, Mark, because you were a rock and roll guy. You played in a band, you traveled, you toured. I mean, certainly you went on to become a very successful engineer and producer of music and so on. But before that, you actually played in a band. Were you ever one of those guys that got up mid-afternoon after a late night show? Was that kind of the pattern, or were you always a morning person?
No, yeah, you get up later. Yeah, because you're not getting in until 4 or 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning.
You were one of those just going to betters.
Just going to better. Never going to betters.
Never going, right. Yeah. Well, those were the younger rock and roll days, right? Who needed sleep?
A little different schedule.
But yeah.
How about you, Jeff?
You know, I felt it for sure. Of course, as you mentioned, you know, we both have kids, but beyond that, we have a full-time day job that we go to after we do our radio show early in the morning. So it made for, no, I felt it for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, I embraced it. I actually thought it was kind of a thrill. There's a certain novelty to it. You know, it's kind of cool. There's nothing like, not necessarily all good, but certainly when I talk about novelty, you wake up in the morning at 4 a.m., you head out to the radio studio, and you got ice and snow in the end of January.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's an adventure.
Builds resilience.
That wakes you up.
Yeah.
And you would light it up.
It'd
be like awesome. Boom.
Kristen said,
just right on.
Coffee was her friend. Boy, was it our friend. Indeed. Well, I have to say, all of it sounds really good. It's good advice. But I got to tell you, and I think that I'm a reasonably good morning person. I'm reasonably good in the morning, but there's morning and then there's morning. And I'm kind of happy that our show will now, our new Let's Go Michigan show will be broadcast on Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. as opposed to every weekday at 5 a.m.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. We're looking forward to that. So make sure you tune into us now. Jeff, Kristen, and Mark, Saturdays at 1 o'clock on the Let's Go Michigan show right here on WJR. Well, listen, we're going to be tuning in, as we always are, to the Paul W. Show next to get our news and information you can count on and trust right here on WJR. Stick with us.